you asked for it.
Online from the country music capital of the world, Nashville, Tennessee. Renegade Radio, Nashville.com.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Them hogs, 10-4, about 5 miles or so, 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all, but they's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper, they even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck, we about to go a hunting bear.
Big Ben, you're still too close. See how them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars, tanks, jeeps, and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Rubber duck to Sodbuster, come on there, yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck, we just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98, I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
No, Nashville.
Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side.
See you there, rubber duck. Quack, quack, and all that other good stuff. Renegade Radio Nashville, In the Cab Radio, and, of course, Redneck Country Radio, all in one little neat little package for you today here. And we're live from Nashville, Tennessee, as we always are. Happy to be here with you. Happy to be a part of what's about to happen to your life. And, you know, when we talk about intelligence stuff, I got to bring somebody in here who has some intelligence, right? Of course, you know. So we went out and we told the professor he had to be here today. So the professor, being the president of Healthy Truckers Association of America, the one and only Bill Gordon, is sitting across the table from me. Hello, my friends.
Well, it's great to be here, Captain.
Now, here we are again.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jack, over the years, we've done some great programs. We've done a heart failure. We've done obesity. We've done psoriasis. And we positively affected so many lives. But this one coming up,
oh, baby,
is the one we're most excited about.
That's right, because this will change everyone's life.
It absolutely is. And as a former trucker, you know, they're at a high risk. NIOSH, National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, say they truckers are twice as likely to have prediabetes than the general population.
That is.
And we think it's even higher than that. And there are reasons for it. They're on the road constantly, the stress, exposure to diesel fuels it affects their immune system. There's just so many factors. They don't want to do fluids because they got to pull over on the side of the road.
Yeah, so, I do that myself. Drink less water when you're going on a long trip. That's really not good for you.
That's right. So we're about with the Healthy Trucking Association of America and the American Association of Diabetes Educators. We're about to offer the program OMADA, and it is amazing. The good part about it, Jack, no cost to the driver.
And let me tell you something. This is I cannot stress this enough. Reason being is because I've done a million things online, and I go online and I go fill out in forms and I go do things, and then you get to the final page of the form and it goes, put your credit card information here. Well, that ain't going to happen to you now. We are not going to let that happen to you because this is 100% free. 100%. Nothing out of your pocket. But it's going to help you live a happier, healthier life, and you'll be able to make more money, be with your family, be happy, be healthy, and enjoy your life.
The screener is 1 minute. That's what it actually takes to answer a few simple questions to see if you're at risk. And the best way to do it, text HTAA to 444-999. HTAA to 444-999. We have some great speakers coming up. We're going to have Natalie Blum in just a second, the manager of prevention for the American Association of Diabetes Educators, and the president and CEO and co-founder of OMADA, Sean Duffy.
He's like one of those people that come into the room and the entire place is there. You know, you ever watch these movies where, you know, the whole company gathers because the president of the company is coming in and everybody goes nuts when he comes in because they're so excited that he's there and he brings such energy? Well, that's the way this is going to be because Sean is that kind of a guy, right?
That's right. That's right.
So we're going to get down to it. We're going to play some great music for you here this afternoon. Of course, we always do that because Renegade Radio Nashville is music, entertainment, and as they say, edutainment. That's the other part of it. So stick around, have some fun, enjoy some great music, and we're going to come back with some great guests and some great information from you, for you, on Renegade Radio Nashville. So stick around for that, my friends. You don't want to miss out on any of it.
Sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. The wipers don't work and the horn don't blow. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass. Dual antennas with me in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station that I can't tune in. Oh, she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little bobbing
hear the radio. They say life is so much sweeter through the telephoto lens of fame. Around here you get just as much attention, cheering at the high school football game.
This happens to be one of my favorite Miranda Lambert songs. They say everybody dies famous in a small town. Captain Jack along with Bill Gordon. It's a very special day. It's the Put the Brakes on Diabetes Day. That's all we're going to do all day today. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. It's going to listen, and you're going to hear some great things that you want to know and things that are going to help you to make you a better person health-wise. Ain't that the truth?
Stay on the road and take care of your family. That's what we're going to do, is help you with that at no charge to you.
That's right. Absolutely, positively free. And to help us explain all of this,
we have Natalie Blum. She's a manager of prevention at AADE. And let me tell you, Jack, I was in Chicago a few weeks back, as you know.
He brags about you constantly, Natalie. I can't stop him. I can't stop him.
And I met Natalie.
Thank you.
I met Natalie and the whole staff of AADE. And let me tell you, their team is so dedicated. They cover the country. And I was just very impressed. But Natalie, it's good to have you.
I'm really excited to be on today's show. I think we have a great topic to talk about.
We really do. And as we stated earlier, drivers are at a greater risk, twice that of the general population. Tell us about pre-diabetes and why it's so important.
Great. Yeah, I feel really strongly about this topic, and I'm really hopeful that we can make a positive impact on the trucking population. Pre-diabetes, it is a serious health condition, but the good thing about it is we can prevent it or at least delay it for a period of time. It really is basically when your blood sugar levels are higher than normal, but not necessarily high enough for an individual to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So having the higher than normal blood sugars can be damaging to an individual's body. It can actually cause other health problems, including things such as heart disease, vision loss, kidney disease, things of that sort that can really be issues later on down the pipeline. There's actually over 84 million Americans with prediabetes, and the risk is even that much higher within the trucking population. I would say the good news is, even if you do have prediabetes, you can still lower your risk of developing type 2 diabetes. We're offering this program to truck drivers that is fairly simple, but incorporates healthy habits into your everyday lifestyle. It really takes into consideration the truck driver's everyday working environment, their schedule, really kind of adapting it to the trucking population.
That's absolutely right. And we've got a couple of drivers that are going to be advocates. They'll be on the show coming up. And what they told me is the screener takes 1 minute. It doesn't take a lot of time. And that is real advantageous to a driver who's constantly on the road and worrying about it.
You know? During any point of this program today, if you want to get in touch, you want to get the information, and I know you do, the text number is 444-991-999. And what you do is you text HTAA to 444-999. I know that not everybody's going to be in a place where they'll be able to bring up the information right away, but this will text you the information so that when you get to a place where it's safe and you can get it, you can go there and you can check it out for yourself.
And it'll be on your phone at that time. We talked about the higher risk for drivers. Tell who is at risk for prediabetes and type 2, Natalie?
Right. Sure. So there are a couple of different factors that can actually play into someone's risk of developing prediabetes. As you mentioned, you can go through that screener that Bill and Jack just talked about, but things that you should also be aware of as you're going through that screening are looking at factors such as, are you overweight? Are you 45 years or older? Do you have parents or siblings with type 2 diabetes? So does it run in your family? Are you physically active fewer than 3 times per week? So we're really trying to encourage individuals to obtain 150 minutes of physical activity per week. If you're less than that, you can definitely be at higher risk for developing prediabetes. Also, someone's racial or ethnic background can actually play a big factor into whether you're at higher risk for prediabetes. So someone that may be African-American, someone that's Hispanic or Latino, if you're American Indian, you actually are at higher risk of developing prediabetes. The other thing that's really important that I think will relate to a lot of listeners today is one's occupation plays a huge factor into your risk of developing prediabetes. So truck drivers have a particularly high risk of developing prediabetes and type 2 diabetes, so we want to try to prevent or delay that from happening. Just to give you a bit of background, so the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, who's really kind of leading the charge with this program, has found that long-haul truck drivers have a greater chance to form many of the chronic diseases and health conditions associated with prediabetes. So things such as heart disease, hypertension, obesity compared to the average U.S. working adult, all which are complications of prediabetes and more so for those that do develop type 2 diabetes.
Absolutely, and it's good to know the CDC along with AADE is involved in this project. Well, that's great information, Natalie. We're going to bring Natalie back on in just a minute. And the gentleman that Jack just mentioned, Sean Duffy, he's the co-founder and CEO of Omada. And looking at his resume, oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, it's going to be something else. He's going to be jumping in the room and making all kinds of people crazy and happy to be alive and happy to be healthy. And he's going to try to get it to you so that you can understand what it's all about and what we're going to be doing to help you in this Put the Brakes on Diabetes campaign that we're in the middle of right now. Right here on Renegade Radio Nashville and, of course, in the Cab Radio and Redneck Country Radio here with Captain Jack and Bill Gordon as we continue with all the great things that we're going to be talking about today.
Hanging on, hanging on, wondering what's the next girl like. word you say, every move you make. I'm hanging on, hanging on, wondering what's so next. Girl, I can't wait. Ain't nothing like spinning you around the room.
Do there from Chris Young. It's called Hanging On Renegade Radio Nashville. Captain Jack here along with Bill Gordon. It's a special day at In the Cab Radio. It's our inaugural show today. More to come and more great things that you'll want to know about putting the brakes on diabetes. Right after Chris Stapleton, we're going to be talking to some heavy hitters here on Renegade.
On the highway, throwing shadows in the dark, and the memories keep on turning to the rhythm of a broken heart. You only need a roof when it's raining. You only need a fire when it's cold. You only need a drink when the whiskey.
Parachute today, that's for sure, man. Parachute to better health, that's what it is. Renegade Radio Nashville, in the cab, radio.com, and of course, Redneck Country Radio. We're all live on all three stations here for this special occasion that is going to bring you up to date on how to put the brakes on diabetes. We got all kinds of great speakers that are going to be joining us, giving us all the information we need and ways for you to get the information you need to get healthy. And right now we're talking about you texting 444-999. Just text the letters HTAA to 444-999. All the information you need will come to your phone so that when you're in a place that you can look it up, you'll be ready and it'll be right there in front of you. Right?
Absolutely. And Jack, we're proud to have Sean Duffy as our next speaker. He's a
hear the crowds? They're like going out of control now, man. I'm telling you.
Sean is a co-founder and CEO of Omada Health. And let me tell you, reading over his resume, a BS in neuroscience from Columbia, MD, MBA candidate at Harvard, stints at Google. Man, Sean, tell us a little. Welcome and tell us a little bit about your background.
Oh, thanks so much. Hey, Bill. Hey, Captain Jack. You're making me blush. So, you know, my passions are always a mix of technology and medicine. So, you know, my whole career, I've been poking between the two and now 100% dedicated to putting the brakes on type 2 diabetes.
Well, that's great, Sean. And what Jack and I was so proud of is the outcome studies. You know, you can talk about what you can do, but on these Omada Health programs, we looked at the video this afternoon from some of the most prestigious companies, Blue Cross.
And he's plans. A TV star, too.
Yeah, that's right. That? Yeah, that's right. On, but the outcomes, on this program, we save companies healthcare costs. So
right.
That's what we want to do with fleets down the road, but we want to get drivers signed up. Sean, tell us a little bit about Omada Health.
Yeah, so we're a seven-year-old company, and the program we offer is called the Omada Program. And the simplest way to think about it is if you're at risk for type 2 diabetes, you just sign up for a program, and we work to make it really simple, really fun, give you all the tools needed to change behaviors, lose a little bit of weight, and prevent you from going down that direction. So we really pride ourselves in having a product that, we like to say we work to help people, give an experience that people want to do, not feel like they have to do.
That's right. And for the feedback we've already gotten, Sean, from our drivers, we'll have one on next week that have been in the program. They say,
great.
The screener was easy. It took me about a minute. I'm in the program. I'm doing wonderful. And they like it. And it doesn't require a lot of time that takes them off the road or inconvenience to them. We're real proud of that.
And the one thing that has to be stressed here is that there are no hidden costs. There is no cost at all. If you qualify, then bam. I mean, I can't even tell you how simple the questionnaire is.
That's you right. Know? It literally.
I can't read, and I did it. So I mean, let's face it.
Sean, what diseases does the Omada program address?
So we start by focusing on individuals who are really progressing toward type 2 diabetes. So you had a previous speaker who talked about pre-diabetes, but. You know, we're in a situation in the U.S. where we've got, a third of the adult population just barreling toward this cliff of type 2 diabetes, and that's really our sweet spot. There's a very famous research study that shows that with, a little bit of help and support, you can dramatically reduce the chance that people fall off that cliff into type 2 diabetes. And so that's our area. It's really easy to figure out if you're at risk of type 2 diabetes. You talked about the risk screener. We work to make it simple and fun. And because the diabetes costs so much money, if someone progresses, this is something that's offered as a benefit. So totally free and, a great thing to take advantage of.
That's right. And I go back to these outcome studies, man, you are saving healthcare costs. Tell us how the program works.
So the step one in the program is getting you set up with the equipment you need, and it involves a welcome kit. So you get this great box in the mail, you open it up, and it's got a scale in there. And, this is, I think, particularly relevant to the listeners here, is the scale has a cell phone chip in it. So you don't have to pair it with a Wi-Fi network. You don't have to pair it with a phone. It just works out of box anywhere in the country and, frankly, the globe that you are. And all you do is you step on it, it's set up. You get an email saying that the scale is connected to your private account. From there, we match you into a group so you have peer support from other people. We pair the groups and you with one of our dedicated trained coaches who's especially equipped to help guide you through a program like this. And then we start you on the journey. And week by week, the lessons unlock. They're really fun to go through. It's a mix of text, visuals, interactive elements. And, you know, all in all, over the course of 16 weeks, you really make lasting lifestyle change, lose weight, feel better. And you can go through the whole experience on either your phone, your laptop, really whatever device you want to use.
That's great. And this is especially important to drivers rarely staying in one place. In-person behavior change program isn't possible for a driver. How does Amada give them this type of experience while being online?
Well, that's one of the reasons we're so inspired to help here, is that it's really hard if you're traveling all over the country to do any in-person program. So, you know, at Amada, one of the best things about it is really the flexibility. And you could, you know, log on to do that lesson anytime you want. If you need a little support from your health coach, you can get that anytime you want. And really, the program can fit into your schedule, not you having to fit your schedule into the program. So it's incredibly flexible. It's one of those things where you can, find that little moment of the day in a break that you might have, whether you're at a rest stop or otherwise, you can open up the app and really engage.
You know, you're a hero. I want you to know that. You and your company are a hero, because this is something that is a long time coming and something that is going to change the world, so to speak, because, you know, it's so simple to do. It's non-invasive into somebody's lifestyle. You work with the people rather than them having to make major lifestyle changes to get in. People don't like to change their life to do anything anymore. Yep. Well, you're trying to get in the middle of everything and make it easy and the transition easy. And,
exactly.
I applaud you for it, my friend. I really do.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that. Sean, what do you think is the most beneficial part of the Amada program in our trucking population?
Well, the flexibility is, of course, one of the key. The constant availability of the coaches is great. I actually think what you hit on just now is one of my favorite bits, and probably the most beneficial, is that it is really easy. All the studies show that finding out you have prediabetes or you're at risk isn't enough, because it's so hard to make change. It's so hard to lose any weight and make lasting lifestyle change. And what our participants tend to tell us as they go through the program is that it feels very gradual, bite-sized, simple. It's about a lot of those itty-bitty changes, and when you sum them up, it results in a total transformation.
So, that makes total sense. How much time does it take for individuals to participate in the program, would you guess?
So you can engage however you'd like. So you can be on there every single second of every day if you'd like. At minimum, expect to take about an hour per week to complete everything that's required. So not an extraordinary time investment. Above and beyond that, there's so much extra content. There's resources. There's challenges, blogs. You can work with your group. You can work with your coach. So if you need a little extra support, that's there for you too. But if you're thinking, well, do I have the time to sign up for this? If you can find an hour per week, you've got the time.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I am so impressed about the whole package, the whole program, and I cannot thank you enough. I know you're a very, very busy man. For you to be able to take the time to help us out and get this thing kicked off here today and let all these people know there is a way to put the brakes on diabetes. Hey, listen, this is big for us, and we're so proud and so happy to be a part of this whole thing, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we're proud of this, too. I'm really excited about this.
And I'll tell you, we got more coming up in just a little bit. We're going to be hearing from Natalie once again. She's going to be joining us live on the air, talk more about some of the things that you can expect by joining this program. And once again, I want to tell you, if you text HTAA to 444-999, to 444-999, you'll get all the information delivered right to your phone, so that when you're at a place that you can actually look at it and dive into it a little bit and check it out for yourself, it'll be right there for you. So HTAA to 444-999. Do that right away, and do it in a safe place, of course. We want you to be safe with that. In the meantime, we're going to play some more music. Going to have some Eric Church. I know everybody loves some Springsteen. Renegade Radio Nashville.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shade, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my OG. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. You probably wouldn't even know who I am, but if I whispered your name, I bet I'd still be a spark. From back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer you hear sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hip on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday.
Gotta buy it all right. Gotta buy.
Charlie's got a good wife, and after tonight she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses, 10 more miles on his 4-day run, a few more songs from the all-night radio, and he'll spend the rest of his life with the one that he loves.
Love me some Kathy Mattei. Oh my gosh. Great song. 18 wheels and a dozen roses. That's what every guy rushes home on a Friday or a Saturday trying to get those roses so he brings them home to mama on his way home after a long run for the week, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, we've covered so much ground so far, Bill.
We have. We've established the fact that truckers are more susceptible to prediabetes,
right.
And if they don't manage this, they're going to have to come off the road and not care for their families.
Let me just tell you something, and one of the things that I've learned today, and I'm not savvy in a lot of these things. I am savvy of the ways of the road because, you know, at one point in time, I was a driver. I was a long-haul driver. And, when I wasn't making any money in radio, that's how I made my money, to go out there and get behind the wheel. And I always said that if I wasn't behind the microphone, I'd be behind the wheel because that, my friends, is my second love. This is my first because I'm doing it and I'm enjoying it. But you know what? I still have that soft spot in my heart for the people that are out there on a daily basis, you know, dealing with the elements, dealing with the traffic, dealing with the construction, and there's, you know, the four-wheelers getting in the way and all that stuff. We had this long talk about pretty much my whole trucking career earlier today. And, you know, the differences in when I was driving, which is a number of years ago, and if you had a pulse and you walked into the room under your own power, you probably got your, you know, your CDL. And here's the funny part about it, and Bill didn't even know this, where I started driving, you did not need a CDL to drive an 18-wheeler.
In New Jersey, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so one of those things is that nowadays it's completely different. Requirements are through the roof. And a lot of the physicians don't want to do the physicals because it's very, very taxing. And they have to be completely upfront and honest. So you can't walk into a physician and say, you know what? What can I do to pass this thing? Because, I need to keep my job. It doesn't work like that because if something, God forbid, would happen to you on the road and he's the physician that did the physical, he's going to be in a world of trouble just because he passed you. And they're going to come back to him, and he could lose his license as a result of it.
That's right. In the regulations, they wrote in liability for the physician. So
right.
He's got to make sure that he does it by the book. You know, another thing we've learned about why are truckers more susceptible? You mentioned part of them just a minute ago, 11
right.
hours, sedentary position,
right.
Not drinking enough fluids because they don't want to pull off. Exposure to diesel fumes over a long period of time affects your immune system, which
mm-hmm.
makes you more susceptible.
We need more filters.
That's right.
Yeah, we need more filters.
Drastic temperature changes. I pick up a load in Florida and I drop it off in Chicago. It might vary 20 degrees. Well,
that's right.
That also affects your immune system.
So there's a lot out there, and we know this, that's, on the road, the stress levels, trying to get to your get your load off on time, all these things that, become a part. And then, the worst part about it is if you're running behind, you got to get something to eat. And what are you going to do? You're going to pull into a truck stop. You're going to get two hot dogs for the price of $3. And most of them have that deal. Grab a hold of them, get back in the truck, put in the fuel and bang, away you go. And it's not healthy. Now, all these things will hurt you in the long run because the other thing that I found out today that was very unique was the fact that everybody, not just a few people, but everybody is susceptible to diabetes if you don't take care of your health.
That's so correct, Jack. I mean, it is. And we're learning more and more. And, Healthy Trucking Association of America, we are a nonprofit, and we are here to help drivers and fleets with health and wellness conditions. And like we said earlier, Jack, we've done all these other shows on health and wellness, but this one is going to have more impact on the trucking industry than anything we've done.
And we'll be talking to Natalie in just a couple of minutes. And in the meantime, let me start up my truck here. Come on, man. Come on, we got to start up my truck. Key won't get in. Let's go. Let's see. It almost started. There you go. Come on.
Hey, how about you, Alabama? Roll on.
Here we go.
Roll on, highway. Roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I ask you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler.
He's kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round mama. They ask her when daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and they sure miss him when he's gone.
Yeah, they do.
Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew. Roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Roll on!
Well, it's Wednesday evening, mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. It seems the highway patrol has found a jackknife rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew. Roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Mama and the children up all night long, thinking nothing but the worst is coming with the ringing of the telephone. Oh, but the man upstairs was listening when mama asked him to bring daddy home. And when the call came in, it was daddy on the other end asking her if she had been singing the song, singing,
roll on highway.
The country music capital of the world, Nashville, Tennessee. Renegade Radio, Nashville.com.
Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I I'll start with loving her, but I don't know when to stop. I wake up and right away, her name is on my lips. Lots of memories start to flow. I can't stop with just one sip. Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up
One of those songs that no matter what I do, I can't stop singing it the minute I hear it, and you know, I just get carried away with it. So once again, that's David Baldwin, Thinking Problem, here on Renegade Radio Nashville, In the Cab Radio and Redneck Country Radio, talking about putting the brakes on diabetes today. Remember this, HTAA 444-999. Text HTAA to 444-999. Get all the information you need so that when you're in a safe place, you'll be able to peruse through it and check it all out for yourself. In the meantime, Professor is here, Bill Gordon. He's my man. He's the president of HTAA, the Healthy Truckers Association of America, here talking about putting the brakes on diabetes. And believe me, this has been one heck of a day today. I'm telling you right now, my friend.
Absolutely. So we've discussed, we've done a lot of health and wellness programs, but this is the one we're most excited about because we can make an impact on a real problem in transportation. And we're happy to have Natalie Blum, the manager of prevention from AADE, back on with us.
Welcome back, Natalie.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Absolutely. We've had a couple of drivers call in, and we want to revisit something we talked about on your first segment. They said, tell us what prediabetes is briefly and why it's so important.
Sure. So just to kind of recap what I said earlier, prediabetes, it occurs when an individual has blood sugar levels that are higher than normal but not necessarily high enough to be diagnosed as type 2 diabetes. You know, I really think the unfortunate thing about this is our chances are we already know at least one person that has diabetes and probably multiple people that have prediabetes. So it affects so many people. It's so important that we build the awareness around this, that there is a program out there that can help individuals. The thing with prediabetes is it can be reversed or at least delayed, whereas if you do develop type 2 diabetes, there's not necessarily a cure. You can manage your type 2 diabetes, but there's no cure for it. So if we can take the initiative now to try and at least prevent it or delay it, I think that's really important. I think and also a really major factor that I know personally for me and many others is that's always in the back of our mind is money. So for those that do develop type 2 diabetes, on average, you can incur over $13,000 in medical expenses each year. So that's over two times the amount a person without diabetes would incur. So we have this program out there. You heard Sean. Omada's program is a great program for those that are at high risk for developing type 2 diabetes. It really is adapted to those within the trucking population. And as we mentioned earlier, Bill and Jack had said we're offering this program at no cost to truck drivers.
That's right. That'll be a limited time offer, but it is on right now, and we want to help y'all. Why should truck drivers pay attention to this on their risk for prediabetes? Obviously, if they don't manage it, they're going to develop type 2. Is that correct?
Right. So the thing is, right now you can take the action steps necessary to prevent prediabetes and from actually becoming or developing type 2 diabetes. Although we're really focused on the attention of the truck drivers with this initiative, I don't want us to forget also the family and friends that are associated with those that do have prediabetes and diabetes. We're all affected by this. Your health and well-being affects so many people. I imagine that many truck drivers may be the main support for their families financially. So it's really important to know that many of the risk factors for prediabetes and type 2 diabetes, such as, you know, being overweight or having uncontrolled hypertension, that might actually affect a truck driver and their ability to work. It could potentially disqualify them from receiving their CDL. I know Jack was just talking about all of the risks that a truck driver now has to take on, and making sure that they're meeting the screenings of that are required of physicians within the trucking industry. I'm not saying that to try and scare anyone, but rather just so that everyone is aware that we have this positive lifestyle change program out there that can reduce your risk, but it can also improve your overall well-being. So I think it's a great program out there. It's evidence-based. The research has been done, and we're here to help you.
And you know something? You brought up something very important there, the fact that you were talking about families being affected by this. It's so important that you understand that if you have a loved one who is a driver, who is out there and who is living this lifestyle and putting up with all of this on a daily basis and keeping America moving forward is basically what they're doing. The deal is this. Please talk to them. Make sure that they know that you care about them and say, listen, we want you to be around to make the money. Yes, we do. But we also want you to be around to retire and enjoy the money. So this is very important. If you know somebody in your family, if you have a friend, anybody that you know that could be susceptible to this, talk to them. This program will work for them. This program is essential for them. This program is something that you need.
Absolutely. And you text HTAA to 444-999. It'll be permanently on your phone. And if you take the screener, which is 1 minute, it'll be there. And as Jack said, make sure you're in a safe place. When you get to your stopping point tonight, you can pick up your phone and take the screener. And we want to sign up as many drivers as we can on this program.
Yeah, it's a limited time, too, by the way. So just so you know that, you know, it's not going to be around forever. And it is absolutely positively free, 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 free. We're not going to ask a dime from you. We're not going to go when you go to the next page on the website. It's not going to say, OK, so put your credit card information here. Not going to happen. I can't stress this enough. This thing is going to come to you in the mail and it's going to change your life, baby. Right? Isn't that the truth?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to come back with more from Natalie here in a couple of minutes. And, you know, just continue to talk about this very important subject because this stuff is important. And don't forget, text HTAA to 444-999. HTAA to 444-999. Get on it. Do it right away as soon as you possibly can, my friend.
And my friends. Operator, we must have a bad connection. If you've got someone more than me, I changed my number when she changed her mind. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart. Now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Operator, now we've been disconnected. How does she keep getting through? I won't have a choice if I hear a voice. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line. Tears are gonna fall. It happens every time. She's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart.
mind. The minute that she comes, there'll be trouble on the line. Are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line.
Thank you.
told my friends not to talk about me. Because that could be very dangerous, you know. Especially since, you know, I know we don't want them to know everything. Let's put it that way, please. Thank you so much. I appreciate that very much. And we're talking about putting the brakes on diabetes here. That's what we're doing because we want to stop it before it starts. And that's the way it works here. Remember this. Text HTAA to 444-999. HTAA to 444-999. Get your information. Check it out for yourself. You are going to absolutely love what they have in store for you.
That's right. And, Jack, on our next show, we're going to have a driver advocate, a good friend of mine, Rod Wilsford. He's an over-the-road driver from Alabama to Texas and out west, and he's been on the program. He's going to come on and tell us about his experience with it, how easy it was, and how he's already seeing results after a short period of time.
That sounds great, buddy. I'm telling you. I want to check it out for myself. I'm going to do that right after we get off the air today. You know,
absolutely. So. Well, we're proud to have Natalie Blum back, Manager of Prevention with AADE. Are there programs? Let's talk about the programs that are available to assist the drivers.
Right, right. So we've been talking about it over the past hour or so, but we have the diabetes prevention program, which is available to the general public and also truck drivers. This is a national effort to provide an evidence-based lifestyle change program to people with pre-diabetes. There is so much support around this program currently. Like I said, it's a national effort. There's been so much research already done about the effectiveness of this program. It works. We can prevent or delay the onset of diabetes through this program. It's a structured program that can be delivered both in person or online. It is a year-long program that really focuses on developing those healthy habits that an individual needs in order to prevent or delay the onset of type 2 diabetes. It focuses on everything from nutrition to physical activity, but then also goes into some of those everyday factors that play into our lifestyles, including those stressors that we face, how to cope with those stressors that we're facing. So one of the goals of this program is to offer it to everyone, including truck drivers, including their family and friends. We kind of talked about that a little bit over the course of this show. It's an opportunity to participate in an affordable and effective program to improve the overall health of individuals and really reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. It can help individuals lose weight through eating better and being more physically active, but also helping them learn how to incorporate these types of healthy habits based on their current life and everyday activities. So developing a plan that works best for you, not necessarily just giving you a nutrition plan, but letting you really make the choices.
That's great, Natalie. And again, I said this earlier, Jack and I looked at the videos and the outcome studies. We can all talk about this, but the OMADA program works. And it works on developing, not immunity, but it helps you avoid getting type 2. And it's been proven to work. There's a kit. Sean talked a little bit about I know parts of the kit, but they receive a welcome kit, correct?
Correct, correct. So that includes a scale so that individuals, it's a wireless scale, so you'll be able to weigh in each week, which is one of the requirements of going through this program. So we're really trying to reduce one's weight by going through this program, so losing weight and then sustaining that weight loss. So one of the goals is to lose between 5 to 7% of your weight based on your baseline weight starting the program. So within that 12 months, the average OMADA participant loses about 4 to 5% weight loss So that can be anywhere from roughly around 11 pounds to even more than that. So they receive that scale, but they also receive a variety of other elements to really help them with going through this program.
That's great. That's great.
I love this whole thing because it doesn't invade your lifestyle. It doesn't make you make drastic changes because everybody has a problem with changes. We talked about this before. I can't get up on the other side of the bed. Why? Because it's different than the other side of the bed. You know what I mean? So that's just the way it is. And a lot of us are very, very stubborn about making changes in our lives, especially if we're doing something one way for so many years. It's just like smoking. You know, you get to smoking and you keep on smoking and how many times I've heard people actually say, I hate to smoke, and then light up another cigarette.
Yeah.
You know, well, this is not going to make your lifestyle, you know, any different. It's going to work inside the lifestyle you already have. And then the next thing you know it, bam, you're feeling better. You're losing weight. You're on the road to beating diabetes, which in itself is a great thing for you. You know, it'll give you longevity on your job. It'll give you longevity in your retirement. It'll give you better time with your family. You'll have more quality time to spend with your family because you'll have the energy. You'll have the vim and the vigor and the happiness, and it'll change your whole well-being as far as your mental state of mind too, right? Ain't that right, Natalie?
Right. And the really great part about this program and the way it's structured is that it's group-based. So it allows you to interact with other individuals out there that are experiencing the same type of issues. So you have that group support from other individuals. You can interact with each other. You can learn from each other what works best for you. You can talk about the goals that you've established, some of the challenges that you're facing. But then you also have that one-on-one support. So you have a trained lifestyle coach there to provide you with the resources you need to make those healthy changes.
You know, that always helps too because of the fact that, you know, a lot of people don't like to do things alone. And when they see other people getting results and working together with them and encouraging each other to continue on the road. And, you know, it's just the same thing like, you know, I hate to go to these other things, but, you know, like alcoholism, there's always a buddy in there that is there as your support. And, I mean, this is the same kind of a thing where, you know, you'll have somebody there to encourage you along the way. And as you see your weight drop off and you maybe, you know, you have somebody else that is in the system with you and you say, boy, you're looking great. You're dropping the weight. And it encourages you to go farther, to keep going and keep moving forward. And, you know, before you know it and without a lot of effort, you're going to be okay with this.
That's right. And that's what a lot of our drivers have commented on, that, hey, I love the health coach. It keeps me encouraged, and it gets almost competitive. Hey, I got to beat these guys over here.
Right.
He's lost 4% of his weight. I'm going to lose 5%. So it becomes quite competitive.
That's for sure. Ain't that right, Natalie?
Right. That's right. There's that little competition behind each of the challenges that go on throughout the program. And really kind of that accountability from those others that are going through the OMADA program, making sure that you're staying on top of your activity, really working through your goals, because, you know, they're all in there to achieve the same thing, which is to prevent or delay the onset of type 2 diabetes. Although some of them may be facing different challenges, you are all working towards the same goal. So you have that accountability and support from those other group members that are going through the program.
Well, Natalie, it has been such a pleasure talking with you and going through this program with you. And I know we're going to be talking a lot together about more and as the whole thing progresses and as we see people making the changes in their lifestyles, becoming healthier, putting the brakes on diabetes. And I don't want you to forget, folks, to get on your phone right now, as long as you're in a safe place, and text HTAA to 444-999. HTAA to 444-999. They will send you the information so that when you're in a good spot where you can take care of it, you can take a look at everything they have in store for you. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to blow you away. It's absolutely free, no cost whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. They're there to help you. These people have really went all out to make this happen. And, you know, I can't say enough about your organization, Natalie, and what you're doing for the drivers and for the people, and to put the brakes on diabetes, because it's such an important thing, and it's too widespread right now as it is. So now we finally have Omada, who is out there looking out for these people and putting them on the right road. And my hat is off to all of you, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you. We're honored to be able to provide this type of program. It's so needed within the trucking population, and we're here to help.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here tonight, and we'll be talking to you soon. All the best to you, my dear, and, you know, continue the great work you're doing. Thank you again.
Thank you.
In town. Oh, well, it's been a hot minute since me and you were hanging out. Yeah, we had that crazy kind of chemistry. Oh, well, you get burned on, burned, don't care, just reach for another match and gasoline. Yeah, knock, knock, here you come and knocking on my door, but you're gonna have to wait on the porch. No, me.